All right. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of E-Commerce Deep Dive. My name's John Giorso. I'm going to be your host today. For those of you that don't know, I'm the founder of Orca Pacific, and I now lead the e-commerce practice for MediaMonks. So recently, Amazon put on their annual Unboxed conference, where they announce a lot of new features, betas, etc. in the Amazon advertising ecosystem. So today, I want to go through 12 of those updates. So it's a decent list here, but there's a lot of kind of big news. So I'll try to get through them concisely, try to get everyone the information they need on the latest and greatest from Amazon Unboxed. All right, so number one is Amazon Live. So Amazon recently announced non-endemic clients can now use Amazon Live to launch new offerings and answer questions in real time. So next year, the vertical view format in Amazon Live will become available and eligible to advertisers. So this is an interesting development as Amazon pushes further into non-endemic, i.e., not consumer product companies on the advertising platform. Number two, sponsored products performance recommendations. So new performance recommendations, which are in the ad console, actionable best practices were unveiled and are now available in 10 countries. So by troubleshooting in the background, advertisers can utilize these tailored recommendations to boost sponsored products ad campaign performance. Number three, another sponsored products update, campaign presets. So advertisers will now be able to create sponsored products campaigns with the recently launched preset campaign settings. So these include the following: daily budget, bidding strategy, targeting strategy, and associated bids. These pre-populated campaign settings are based on historical performance and will be pulled to provide advertisers with estimated performance data, including impressions, clicks, and conversions. According to Amazon, campaigns launched with presets observed positive results, including a 77% increase in clicks and a 29% increase in conversions. Combined with expert knowledge, this feature can assist in selecting the right ASINs to run paid advertising. It's important to note that while advertising drives the most highly qualified traffic, your brand needs to be retail ready to drive conversion and achieve the results you want. Retail ready, meaning good detail page, in stock, right price, right offer, etc. Number four, moving on to sponsored display, Twitch and non-endemic businesses. So for endemic businesses in verticals not available on Amazon, i.e. restaurants and gyms, US advertisers can now run sponsored display ad campaigns to connect with audiences on Twitch. These campaigns are focused on driving outcomes and improving business performance on the Amazon platform, confirming Amazon's opportunities beyond its own ecosystem. While sponsored display ads already appear on Twitch, browse tab, and directory pages, they will now be integrated with Twitch live streams, which will bring in an additional 30 million daily visitors on average. Number five, rewarded sponsored display. To incentivize further shoppers, shopping and streaming credits can be added to streaming TV, display, and video campaigns. Brands can add an Amazon credit directly to sponsored display creatives, which shoppers can redeem by clicking on the ad and purchasing the advertised product. This will come in closed beta for US advertisers soon. To demonstrate the value and utility of this type of experience, last year, Amazon Ads survey of US adult Amazon shoppers showed that 92% of respondents were more likely to take action if they were offered an Amazon shopping credit. Number six, another sponsored display update, so brand store traffic. To drive traffic and brand growth on the Amazon platform, advertisers can now use their video ads to redirect shoppers to the brand store with sponsored brands' video creatives. This new feature introduces a broader product catalog and increases engagement with shoppers without distracting from competing offers. Number seven, another sponsored display update, video creative enhancements. New video capabilities to enhance sponsored display's creative allows advertisers to showcase products and the brand through immersive storytelling such as tutorials, demos, unboxing, and testimonials. This means advertisers using sponsored display audiences can build awareness on and off Amazon with a 45-second video and a link where they direct shoppers to the product detail page for further purchase consideration. Also recently announced, non-endemic advertisers will soon be able to run sponsored display ad campaigns focused on driving outcomes. So we talked about that earlier. For smaller brands with limited creative capabilities, a new beta called Video Builder provides customizable templates to create ad campaigns in under 10 minutes. Video ads can appear above the SRP for sponsored brands and sponsored display campaigns. As advertisers, it's still vital to keep in mind the importance of organic placement and avoid being a pay-to-play brand on Amazon. So according to a third-party research firm, 73% of consumers say they prefer video ads to learn about products and services, and 88% say video ads have convinced them to buy. So this is kind of Amazon further leaning into video and trying to make it really plug and play for brands that don't necessarily have a creative capability internally. All right, number eight, Amazon demand side platform, i.e. the Amazon DSP, has performance enhancements. So campaign improvements have been made to decrease the setup time to 15 minutes, optimizing efficiency and productivity. And a few notable changes here are the addition of a change history feature to track campaign changes and impact on performance, an updated algorithm to include quote unquote keep learning and ingest more signals that result in better outcomes. Amazon ad tag is moving from IMG to JS, which will enable one pixel for all events that are being tracked and drive richer insights with no requirements of 3P identifiers. Amazon audiences are automatically updated to improve signals beyond 3P identifiers. Contextual targeting beta based on Amazon's retail taxonomy and in-the-moment content consumption with 40,000 categories available. And last but not least, Amazon Brand Lift is now available for UK advertisers in the Amazon DSP. All this to say, Amazon's DSP has extensive targeting capabilities. They're continuing to improve these. This is just the latest kind of series of improvements, and I think we're going to see a lot more to come. All right, number nine, digital signage ads. So starting this month, so November of 2022, eligible advertisers can programmatically purchase ad space in Amazon Fresh stores by utilizing the new inventory opportunity within Amazon DSP. So these digital signage ads will be programmatically placed in Amazon stores. Customers will see more relevant ads and have the opportunity to physically engage with brands. Brands and advertisers can customize ad placements. They can daypart, measure performance for meaningful results, which will allow for efficient optimization and improve customer experience. So at Unboxed, Amazon shared the digital signage ads with Amazon Fresh and showed that they resulted in a 40% sales lift for Kraft, who is one of the beta partners. All right, number 10, streaming TV ads. So along with Thursday Night Football, streaming TV ad placement during Premier League games are now available in the UK. Advertisers can also utilize incremental household reach, a post-campaign reporting solution to measure incremental audience reached. By combining first-party and third-party data signals, advertisers can ensure accurate aggregated results augmented by machine learning-based projections. Number 11, we're nearing the end here, Amazon Marketing Stream. So the global launch of Amazon Marketing Stream occurred just a few weeks ago, with the exception of India. By expanding to all countries within the Amazon Ads API, this new service delivers hourly campaign metrics to advertisers' AWS accounts via a push-based model, providing details such as targeting expression performance by placement, and budget consumption messages. Advertisers can expect additional hourly sponsored display data to come soon, which can be used to further campaign optimization. Amazon goes on to say that brands can benefit from Amazon Marketing Stream in the following ways: optimize campaigns more effectively, respond quickly to campaign changes, and improve operational efficiency. All right, last one on here. We have several updates for Amazon Marketing Cloud. So currently, Amazon advertisers can utilize ad signals of sponsored products in Amazon DSP in Amazon Marketing Cloud. With the recent addition of sponsored display signals in Amazon Marketing Cloud, i.e. AMC, advertisers can dive deeper into cross-media attribution and better understand the customer journey. Along with the additional signals, companion instructional queries, IQs, were launched to guide advertisers on cross-media attribution. The overlap into Amazon DSP and other common sponsored display analytics. Based on customer feedback, Amazon Ads has focused on building AMC capabilities across four main areas. Number one, signal coverage. Advertisers can now build queries to analyze bidding efficacy, cross-publisher attribution, and total reach through integration with Seismic. These sponsored brand signals will be added in early 2023. This integration is valuable as it allows advertisers to measure the impact of non-Amazon media on Amazon conversions and achieve more comprehensive cross-channel attribution, further fine-tuning the plan and strategy across each phase of the marketing funnel. Number two, ease of use. Within the past year, AMC's instructional query library increased from 10 to more than 50 pre-built queries, serving as an advertising playbook for AMC. Number three, actionable insights. Brands will soon be able to manage Amazon DSP audiences with AMC, enabling audience creation via SQL statement. Number four, partner programs. So partner programs, Amazon continues to lean into. We're one of their preferred partners in AMC. So there's a lot of exciting things to come in the AMC ecosystem. So final thoughts. As you can see from this long list, Amazon is investing a serious amount of resources into their ad ecosystem. We're seeing them go beyond just fine-tuning what can happen on the platform to making serious pushes into off Amazon traffic, off Amazon channels, off Amazon advertisers, i.e. non-endemic brands. So Amazon is making this push because they see a huge opportunity. They have a $30 billion ad business, well on its way to be a $100 billion ad business. It's getting more complicated, more sophisticated. Brands are investing more. So it's really critical to stay up to speed on all the latest and greatest. Unboxed, while it's a big event, will not be the only time that they announce updates. So we'll try to update everyone quarterly, as Amazon's surely going to come up with more opportunities, more betas, more programs for advertisers on the platform. So I hope everyone found this information useful. Thank you so much for listening. Tune in next time for more updates around Amazon and e-commerce, and we will talk to you soon.